All right, we are set for high school basketball tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Let's give you your starting lineups here tonight on, again, high school basketball presented in part by Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation dealer in Hastings. Call Husker Power Products today. For the Hastings High Tigers, they'll start this way. A junior, number 5, playing forward, 5'9", Libby Knappel will get the start for the Hastings High Tigers, as will Annette Raylish. She is a 5'10" junior playing forward, number 11. We also have guard Sophia Pankratz. She's a junior, number 13, 5'8". Then we have a 5'11" senior wearing number 34. She's the center for the Hastings High Tigers, Elizabeth Franzen. Also starting for the Hastings High Tigers, 5'8", guard number 35, a senior, Taylor Heinrichs will get the start for the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers are coached by Greg Mays and assisted by Pete Theo Harris, Tate Mays, Liz Carlson, and Ashley Speak. For the Holdridge Dusters, we have 5'6" senior playing guard, number 10, Kimberly Girado. Then a 5'7" senior, also playing guard, number 11, Jenna Gillespie. Then there's number 13, a 5'7" senior, Kalina Holt, will get the start for the Dusters, as will a 5'9" sophomore playing forward. That's Carly Hale. Then J.C. Pfeiffer also gets the start. She's a 5'9 forward, a sophomore. Then start for the Holdridge Dusters. The Dusters are coached by B.J. Blaze, assisted by Allison Perry, Kate Johnson, and Chris McKill. Again, the Dusters coming into tonight's contest with a record of 15-7. The Hastings High Tigers 12-11. And as we mentioned in the pregame, an opportunity for the Hastings High girls basketball team to make their first state tournament appearance since the 1998 season. The Tigers are led in scoring by Sophie Pankratz. She is averaging about 13.3 points per game. The Holdridge Dusters are leading as far as average points scored in a contest at 49.4. The Hastings High Tigers are averaging 42 points per game. In the B5 District Championship, here's how they got there. The Holdridge Dusters were the one seed in this contest. They defeated Aurora by the score of 49-43. Hastings High then in last night's game took care of Grand Island Northwest by the score of 42-24. We are just about set for basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS. We thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the game. Taking the tip for the Tigers, looks like it'll be Elizabeth Franzen stepping in there. And she will go up against J.C. Pfeiffer for the Holdridge Dusters. Crowd on their feet, a really good crowd here on hand. We are sitting right in front of the Hastings High cheering section. So, and then they brought, looks like almost half the town is here from Hastings as they are excited for Hastings' first opportunity to head back to that state tournament. It's a good crowd on hand. This gym, by the way, at Grand Island Senior High is a noisy one, and it's going to be rocking here tonight. The tip is up, and it is controlled by Hastings. Hastings controls the opening tip, and immediately they get the ball into their zone. Controlling the ball early, that's Sophie Pankratz holding the ball up high. She tries to move it inside, but the ball's going to be stolen away there. Stolen away, and Sophie ends up fouling on the play. It was stolen by Jana Gillespie, and so Sophie's trailing to try to get the ball back. A little push in the back, and that'll be the first personal foul, first team foul of the ball game. Dusters take it out from the side. That's Gillespie controlling the ball from the point. Moving over to the left side. Holdridge moving from our left to our right. The first shot is up there. It's no good. Tries to rebound. And Holdridge mishandles it. So it'll be Hastings High basketball. Carly Hale mishandles the rebound. And now another offensive possession opportunity for Hastings. Hastings, by the way, we heard from Coach Mays earlier, with the last two times these two teams played, Holdridge got off to such an early start. Here's Sophie Pankratz moving the ball inside. She moves it over inside to Libby Knappel. The Apple shot's going to go up there and no good. It's going to be rebounded by Hastings High. We got a scramble for the basketball, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow pointing in favor of the Dusters. So it'll be Holdridge basketball for their second possession of the game. Again, just underway here from Grand Island Senior High in the B5 District Championship. 7 minutes to play. No score. Since I had a low-scoring start to their last ball game last night against Grand Island Northwest before pulling away in the second half. We'll see here how they start the pace. There's Gillespie with the basketball, moving right about the top of the key. Steps back a little bit to set up the offensive play. Moves the ball inside to Kalina Holt. Holt gets it back over to Girado. Girado goes over to Holt. Hope moving it inside, trying to find a shooting lane, unable to do so. Kicks it back out to Girardo. Girardo with a spin move inside. She's going to kick it back out to a wide open Kalina Holt for three. Shot's going to go up there, no good. Rebound on the play. Another jump ball is called. Another jump ball is called. This time the possession arrow points in favor of Hastings. Still no score here from Grand Island Senior High in the B5 District Championship. Sophia Pankratz moving the basketball up for Hastings High. At the top of the key, moves it over to the wing. Basketball dribbling low inside. Throws up a shot. Shot's going to be no good, but it's going to be rebounded on the play. Rebounded on the play by Franzen. Franzen then kicks it out to Taylor Heinrichs, and Taylor Heinrichs' shot for two is up there and good. Heinrichs got the first 2 points of the ball game, and Hastings High has your early lead. 6:14 to play. Hastings High up 2-0. Now moving the ball back over the other way for the Holdridge Dusters is Girardo. Girardo kicks it over to Carly Hale. And Hale's shot's going to go off the rim, no good, and falls out of bounds. And Hastings High will get another possession. Holdridge 0-for-3 on their first three trips up the floor. Hastings High cashed in on the most recent possession and has the 2-0 lead. Sophia Pankratz moving the ball up the court for the Tigers. She stops about the free throw line, kicks it out, has a look for three, doesn't take it, gets it back out to Elizabeth Franzen, and over Franzen is going to be called for a travel. Elizabeth Franzen called for a travel, so Holdridge will move it back the other way. 5:48 to play. 2-0 is your score. Hastings High has the lead on Holdridge here tonight. The ball up for the Dusters is going to be Jenna Gillespie. She's right about the top of the three-point line. Moves it back out. Still has possession, calling out the shots. Trying to pick up a screen here. Nice job by the Tiger defense to stay with her. Gillespie throws up a two-point shot. It's up there and good, and we got a tie ball game. Sophia Pankratz quickly back the other way. Moves it into Elizabeth Franzen. She drives for the hoop. Her shot's going to go up there and good. So that's Taylor Heinrichs with the 2 points there. Taylor Heinrichs gets the two-point shot to fall. 4-2 is your score. Hastings High back out on top. That's Gillespie moving the back ball over the issue. Tries a pass on the baseline. It's going to be tipped and going to go out of bounds. Holdridge will retain possession. Hastings High so far coming out in a man-to-man defense. A couple substitutes in here for the Dusters. As we'll see Paige Andrzejewski coming in the ballgame. That's Jenna Gillespie with the basketball. She dribbles around the baseline, throws up a shot. It's going to go up there and no good. It's going to be a rebound, and we got another jump ball called. Another jump ball called as the Tigers and Dusters both get in for the rebound. Good hustle displayed by both teams here early on in the contest. Possession arrow points in favor of Holdridge, so they'll take the ball out behind the baseline again. 4-2 is your score. The Tigers have the lead. Quick pass out to the three-point line. Now with the ball is Carly Hale. Hale gets it into Jenna Gillespie. She moves inside. Finds a nice pass. Nice pass attempt, and the shot's going to be blocked, but we're going to get a foul on the play. Foul is going to be called. I believe they're going to call this on Elizabeth Franzen. No, excuse me. That's going to be on Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs has her first personal foul of the ballgame, and she goes up for a block, but apparently just got too much of the arm. It's not a shooting foul. And Holdridge will take the ball underneath the hoop. Holdridge moving it to the right-hand side. Carrying the ball there is going to be Kalina Holt. She tries to find a lane. Jenna Gillespie's going to throw up a long three-pointer. That three-pointer, almost from Adams County, goes down, and Jenna Gillespie has 5 points on the ballgame. Holdridge now has the lead. 5-2 is your score. Hastings High back the other way with it. That's Sophia Pankratz with the basketball. Pankratz calling out the offensive play, swings it over to Taylor Heinrichs. And Heinrichs is going to get a double dribble this time. So a travel and a double dribble on Taylor Heinrichs. And that's two crucial turnovers there for the Lady Tigers. Dusters lead by one here from the B5 District Championship. 5-4 is your score, 4:17 to play. Inbounding the ball now is Gillespie. She swings it out to Kalina Holt. Holtman goes over to Kimberly Girardo. Girardo back out to Gillespie for another three-point opportunity. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And Jenna Gillespie has 8 points. All of Holdridge 8 points here from Jenna Gillespie as Holdridge has extended their lead now to 8-4. Holdridge on a 6-0 run. Here's a quick three-point opportunity for Hastings High. It's going to go long, rebounded by Holdridge. Back up the other way quickly with it is going to be Carly Hale. Hale gets it off to Gerardo. Gerardo throws up a long three-pointer. It goes off the back iron. No good. Rebound there by Hastings High. Now Sophia Pankratz back with the basketball. Holdridge coming out in a 2-3 defense here. Sophia Pankratz holding the basketball. Gets it inside to Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen goes outside to Taylor Heinrichs. Over to Franzen. Looking for a wide open Libby Knappel. Libby Knappel dribbling inside, and then we're going to get a foul on the play. Get a foul on Jacqueline Schrock. Schrock whistled for her first personal foul. It's the second team foul for the Dusters. Hastings High inbounds the basketball. Holding the ball now, Sophia Pankratz moves it inside. Going to try a little bit of a 14-foot jump shot. Goes off the front iron. No good. Rebound Holdridge. Holdridge back up the other way with it. That's Jenna Gillespie turning on the Jets now. Finding a wide open Kimberly Gerardo. Gerardo's going to be fouled on the play, and she's going to get three shots. Gerardo fouled on the play as she's going up for a three-point shot. Fouled on the play by Bailey Richmond. Richmond, the 5'10 sophomore, whistled for her first personal foul. And Gerardo's first free throw attempt is up there and good. Holdridge on a 7-0 run here to start things. As Gerardo's second free throw attempt is up there and good. 10-4 is your score. All three free throws fall for Gerardo. And Holdridge has an 11-4 lead on the Tigers. Not the start that the Tigers were looking for here in this B5 District Championship. Gerardo is going to get whistled for a kick ball as Sophia Pankratz was trying to dribble around her. 2:56 remaining here in this first quarter of play. And we're here from Grand Island Senior High for the B5 District Championship. And so far, it's been all Holdridge. Sophia Pankratz getting the ball inside. And pass is going to be intercepted. She was looking for Taylor Heinrichs, but the pass was intercepted. And here's a quick steal the other way. That's Libby Knappel, and she's going to go up for a layup opportunity. She's fouled, and the bucket counts. It'll be an and-one opportunity for Libby Knappel as she steals the ball away from Kimberly Gerardo, drives it the other way, and gets hacked on the play, and her shot goes up and in. A big three-point play opportunity for the Lady Tigers. That shot, by the way, ending an 8-0 run from Holdridge. Libby Knappel's free throw attempt is going to go up there, and it's going to be rebounded by Hastings High. It's a miss, but it was rebounded by Hastings High, and Holdridge is going to be fouled on the play again. Another foul whistled to the Dusters. And I think that's going to be another one on Carly Hale. That will be her second personal foul. So Hastings High will inbound the ball underneath the hoop here. Sophia Pankratz with a quick three-point opportunity. It's going to go off the side of the rim. And rebounded, a rebound attempt there from Holdridge. And the ball goes off her fingertips, so it'll be Hastings High basketball. The ball was going out of bounds. Holdridge went after it. And it just rolled off her fingertips. Maybe not the smartest of plays there from the Dusters. Bailey Heinrichs checking out of the ball game. Checking in is going to be Annie Gerlish. Now with the basketball for the Tigers is Sophia Pankratz. She makes a nice spin move inside, goes up for the shot. Her layup's going to go up there and good, and she's fouled on the play. So she'll get a three-point play. Good work inside from the Tigers. As Sophia Pankratz makes a nice spin move inside, goes up for a layup, and is fouled on the play. Going to go on Jenna Gillespie, or excuse me, Paige Andrzejewski. Whistled for the foul there. Sophia Pankratz gets her first 2 points of the ballgame. Free throw is going to be no good, but we have a lane violation on Holdridge, so she'll get another opportunity. Tigers climbing back into this basketball game here in the first quarter. 11-8 is the score. Sophia Pankratz, second chance opportunity. Goes off the rim, but it's going to be rebounded by Hastings High, and a quick layup goes in. A nice play by Jamie Johnson to get her first 2 points on the board, and it is 11-10. Hastings High has crawled back into this basketball game after falling behind by the score of 11-4. 6-0 run now for the Tigers as the two teams trade runs. Here comes Holdridge back the other way with it. It's going to be Gallardo with the basketball. Gerardo gets it over to Jenna Gillespie. Here comes a three-point shot from the corner. It's going to go off the iron and no good. Rebound Hastings High. Hastings High now with an opportunity to take the lead. Taylor Hendricks going inside with the basketball, and she's going to get called for a travel. Hendricks kind of lost her dribble a little bit off her foot as she tried to pick it back up. She walks with it, and so back the other way with it is going to be Holdridge. Holdridge trying to stop a 6-0 Tiger run here on this possession. Jenna Gillespie has the basketball. She's the leading scorer in this contest. She's got 8 points already on the night as she dishes inside. Jenna Gillespie fakes on a three-point opportunity, pulls back. Now here comes Gerardo with the basketball. She drives the baseline inside. Her shot's going to go up there, no good. Rebound Tigers. Rebound Hastings High. Sophia Pankratz back the other way. Crossing the half-court line, driving inside, going up for a layup. She's going to be whistled for a charge. Whistled for a charge on the play. The basket was good, but Sophia Pankratz called for the offensive foul, and that will be her second personal foul of the contest. As we now have under 90 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter, Holdridge still holding on to an 11-10 lead. Running with the basketball now for the Dusters is going to be Jenna Gillespie. She stops about the half-court line, gets the offensive play call from Coach Blaze. A quick stealing opportunity there for Jamie Johnson, but Gillespie hangs on to the basketball, kicks it over to the corner, moving inside on the baseline, trying to find an open look, but the pass is going to be stolen away. Stolen away, moving quickly back up the other way. Here comes Libby Knappel for another layup opportunity. She's going to be fouled. No, we got another charging call. Another charging call here on Hastings High as Libby Knappel is driving towards the basket. That's the second offensive opportunity where the Tigers have been whistled for an offensive foul. Hometown fans don't like it. But nonetheless, Holdridge is going to have possession of the basketball. That'll be Libby Knappel's first personal foul of the contest after the offensive charging call. Jenna Gillespie back up the other way for Holdridge here. Again, they're the number one seed here in this B5 district. Here comes Jenna Gallardo with the basketball. She tries for a pass. Libby Knappel getting in there, tipping it away just momentarily before Holdridge retaining possession. Paige Ander-Heskey with the basketball now. Back over to Gallardo. Gallardo with the basketball, moving it over to J.C. Pfeiffer. J.C. Pfeiffer stopping over at the top of the key. Holdridge looks like they're going to play for the last shot here. Here's Jenna Gillespie with the basketball. Has a little separation on the Tiger defense. Jamie Johnson playing tight on her. Johnson continuing to move with her. Jenna Gillespie now 10 seconds on the clock. She's got the ball right above the three-point line. Moves it over to the right side. Finds Gallardo. 5 seconds left now. Back over to Jenna Gillespie. She's going to have to throw up a shot here from three-point range. It's off the front iron, and it's no good. And that's how we'll end the first quarter of play here from Grand Island. After the end of the first quarter, the Holdridge Dusters, 11. The Hastings High Tigers, 10. We're back in 60 seconds here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has you covered for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Save 50% on all remaining men's and ladies' fall and winter clothing. So shop now for some terrific bargains. Those warmer days are ahead, so let Gary Michaels Clothiers dress you for those special occasions, such as weddings and graduations, with the most requested sale, the Early Bird Spring Promotion. Purchase any suit or sport coat at regular price and receive a free shirt and tie, a $100 value. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings or Kearney.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High Gym here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS for the B5 District Championship. The Holdridge Dusters leading the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 11-10. Also want to point out that we've got a close battle for you on 1230 KHAS as the Hastings St. Cecilia girls are battling Centura. They are all tied up at 14 points apiece. We play things back in quickly for Hastings High. Sophia Pankratz throws up a three-point opportunity, and it's not going to catch iron and ends up going out of bounds. It'll be Holdridge basketball. Again, 11-10 is your score as we start things here in the second quarter of play. Jenna Gillespie with the basketball for the Holdridge Dusters. She stops about the three-point line, gets it over to Kimberly Gerardo. Gerardo back over to Gillespie. Back to Girardo, holding the ball at the three-point line. Holdridge just swinging the ball around here at the perimeter. Now with the basketball is Paige Andrzejewski. Andrzejewski gets it over to Gallardo. Gallardo now to Kalina Holt, who checks into the ballgame for the Dusters. Just swinging the basketball around. Here comes Jenna Gillespie. She's on the right-hand side. Moves it over to the top of the key. It's going to be Kalina Holt as she moves it over to Gillespie for three. Shots off the back iron. Rebound Hastings High. Hastings High going to be pushing it back up the other way, but the pass is just over the head of Sophia Pankratz, and now we're going back the other way with it. That's Jenna Gallardo with the basketball. Gillespie holding the ball right here about the half-court line as the Holdridge Dusters set up their offense. Hastings High coming out in a man-to-man. Jamie Johnson guarding Gillespie. Right here about the half-court line. Holdridge looking to pick up some screens here offensively. So far, Hastings High doing a good job with the switching. Here comes driving inside now is going to be Holdridge, but I believe she's going to get whistled for a travel. Kalina Holt tries to drive inside, but walks on the play, and that'll be a turnover on the Dusters. Jamie Johnson checks out of the basketball game. Coming into the game for the Tigers is going to be Libby Knappel. 6:22 to play here in the second quarter. It's Hastings High 10, Holdridge 11. Sophia Pankratz has the basketball now. She gets it over to the corner. Moving the ball around about the free throw line is going to be Elizabeth Franzen. She gets it over to Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs back over to Libby Knappel. Libby Knappel trying to drive the baseline, and she's going to be fouled on the play. Going to pick up a foul on the play. That's going to go on Kalina Holt. I believe that'll be her first personal foul. No, second personal foul, excuse me. Second personal foul on Kalina Holt. As the Tigers inbound the basketball. Sophia Pankratz with the basketball. She moves over to the right-hand side. Right about the free throw line now. Finds Libby Knappel. Knappel goes back down to the baseline. Fires up a shot. It's going to go up there and good. Up there and good, and the Tigers have the lead. Libby Knappel has 4 points on the contest as Jenna Gillespie has the basketball. Here comes a long three-point opportunity from Chimbley Gallardo. Gallardo's shot's going to go up there and no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Hastings High. Sophia Pankratz now with the basketball as the Tigers try to extend their lead. Currently, the Tigers are on an 8-0 run. They're going to get a foul on the play there by Kimberly Gallardo as she was guarding in, maybe getting a reaching foul there. It'll be her first personal foul of the contest. Tigers have the lead, 12-11, 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Here comes a pass over to the corner. Libby Knappel with the basketball. Which means that's Sophia Pankratz now. Pankratz then moves it over to Bailey Richmond. Quick shot for Sophia, goes off the front iron and no good. Rebound on the play by Bailey Richmond, and she's going to be fouled as she takes goes up for a two-point opportunity, so she'll take two. Bailey Richmond fouled on the play by J.C. Pfeiffer. So Richmond's first two free throw attempts on the contest, and her first one goes up and in. Hastings High now with a 13-11 lead. At the 4:52 mark in the first quarter, this was an 11-4 game. Since then, Hastings High has gone on a 9-0 run. It's a free throw up there, no good by Richmond, but it's going to be rebounded on the play by Knappel. And Knappel's got her 6th point in the contest, and Hastings High's got a 15-11 lead. Good offensive rebounding displayed here from the Tigers. A quick three back the other way is going to be Jenna Gillespie. It's going to go off the front iron, going to go off the glass, and it's going to be no good. 3 times that Hastings High has had free throw opportunities, there has been 3 misses, but there has been 3 offensive rebounds that have been translated to points for the Tigers. And they now lead by 4 with 4:44 to play. Libby Knappel driving the baseline, throwing up a shot, going to be up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. We got a jump ball called. Jump ball called, possession arrow points in favor of the Dusters. So they'll get another offensive opportunity. The Dusters have been held scoreless here in the first 3 minutes of play in the second quarter. Jenna Gillespie, who has got 8 points on the contest, takes the ball up for the Dusters. She's being closely guarded by Taylor Heinrichs. She gets it inside. Nice move inside there, and we're going to get some free throw opportunities as Carly Hale drives to the basket and is fouled on the play. foul on the play is Bailey Richmond, whistled for the personal foul. That'll be her second personal foul of the contest. Carly Hale's first free throw off the front iron and no good. Holdridge needing to capitalize on these opportunities here from the charity stripe in a game where it looks like points are going to be at a premium. Carly Hale's second free throw attempt is going to go up there. It's going to rattle around and it's going to be no good. Hale goes 0 for 2 from the charity stripe, and Hastings High has the basketball again. Here's Libby Knappel driving quickly back up the other way with it, throws up a shot. It's partially blocked, but she gets it back and throws it up there and in. Nice play by Libby Knappel to stay with the shot, as she's got 8 points on the contest, 6 points here in the second quarter. 17-11 is your score. Hastings High has the lead. Jenna Gillespie with the basketball now for the Dusters. Holding the ball about the three-point line. Guarded on the play by Taylor Heinrichs. Here's a three-point opportunity as she dishes it quickly out to J.C. Pfeiffer. Her three-point opportunity is going to go off the iron, and we're going to get a defensive rebound. There's going to be a battle for the rebound, and the whistle is a jump ball, and Hastings High will have possession. Hastings High playing very good here in this second quarter of play. They've held the Dusters scoreless and have stretched out their lead to 17-11, a 13-0 run for the Tigers that stretches back to the midway point of the first quarter. Libby Knappel has the basketball inside. They get it inside, and it's going to be a two-point shot up and in. Up and in for Annie Graylish as she finds a wide-open Annie Graylish. Graylish gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Holdridge kind of calls a timeout, and we're going to take one with them as Hastings High has been on a roll here in the second quarter of play. They lead it 19-11. We're back in 30 seconds here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS as the Hastings High Tigers have scored 11 points here in this second quarter of play. They lead 19-11. Again, they were trailing at one point by the score of 11-4. That was about the midway point of the first quarter. Holdridge has been scoreless since. After the timeout, they inbound the basketball. Jenna Gillespie going to be taking it up the half-court line. She moves it over to Kimberly Girardo. Girardo swings it back over to the top of the key. It's going to be Kalina Holt with the basketball. She kicks it back out to Gillespie. Gillespie again leads all scorers with 8 points in this contest, but has been held in check since. Here comes a pass inside. Nice move inside for Holdridge, and there's going to be a foul on the play as they get the ball into Carly Hale. Carly Hale draws a personal foul. And that'll be the second foul on Libby Knappel. Carly Hale, 0 for 2 from the charity stripe here. Her third shot's going to go up there and good. And Holdridge has their first points of the quarter. Carly Hale's second free throw attempt is up there. That one's good. And so now we have a 19-13 game. 3 minutes to play, a 6-point lead for the Hastings High girls basketball team. Here comes Libby Knappel moving it inside on the baseline. She throws up a shot. It's going to go up there, no good, but we got a rebound on the play. Rebound is going to go down to Elizabeth Franzen, and Elizabeth Franzen cashes in on the offensive board. Tigers back out to an 8-point lead now, 21-13 your score. Holdridge quickly back up the other way with it, 2:44 to play. That's Kimberly Girardo with the basketball. She swings it over. I believe that's Carly Hale with a shot opportunity. It's going to go off the front iron, but it's going to be rebounded on the play by Holdridge. We have another offensive foul. It was rebounded by Kalina Holt. She went straight up with it. And I believe they're going to get whistle Elizabeth Franzen for the personal foul. That'll be Elizabeth Franzen's first personal foul. Kalina Holt's free throw opportunity. First one goes up there. It's no good. And Holdridge, other than Carly Hale, has been unable to really cash in from the charity stripe here. Second free throw is going to go up there and no good. And we've got a We got a personal foul on the rebound as she holds her down on the rebound. That was Paige Andrew Heskey. And with Holdridge being, or with Hastings High, excuse me, being in the bonus, Hastings High is going to walk down here to the other end, and they're going to shoot a one-and-one opportunity. That's Andrew Heskey's second personal foul. The one-for-one opportunity goes up there and no good. But it's an offensive rebound here for the Tigers, and Libby Knappel now has the ball at the baseline. She throws a pass, trying for Jamie Johnson, but it's going to go over her head. And so Holdridge, after all that, will get the offensive possession back. Again, Hastings High has done a very good job offensive rebounding here. There's been four free throw opportunities where Hastings High has grabbed the missed free throw, and up until at that point had translated those opportunities into points. Now, it's been mainly the big source of scoring here for the Tigers. Here's Jenna Gillespie now with the basketball for the Holdridge Dusters. She spins inside. They're right about the free throw line. Dishes it back out to Holt. Holt throws up a three-point opportunity. It's going to go off the front iron. It's going to be rebounded here by the Tigers. And that's Libby Knappel now with the basketball. She slowed things down a little bit. Gets it over to Jamie Johnson as Johnson crosses the half-court line. That goes inside to Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs fires a pass, but her pass is going to be intercepted. It's intercepted on the play by Kimberly Girardo. Kimberly Girardo quickly back up the other way with it for Holdridge. She fires up a three-point opportunity, and it goes right down the drain. Kimberly Girardo has her sixth point of the ball game, and now we have a five-point game. 21-16 is your score. Jamie Johnson now with a three-point opportunity, and she answers. Jamie Johnson with a three-pointer of her own, and is back out to an eight-point game. Here's Kimberly Girardo throwing up a three. Back and forth we go with the three ball. Girardo's got 2 three-pointers in a row. Now see if Hastings High can't answer. That was a fun exchange, as here we now have a shot opportunity. He's going to go off the back iron, rebounded by Holdridge. Going all the way with it is Gillespie, coast to coast for the two-pointer. Gillespie now in double figures with 10 points on the contest. It's 24-21, under a minute to play. Jamie Johnson with the basketball. She dribbles it around here to the near side on the right side. Jamie Johnson gets the ball in to Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen out over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it into Knappel on the baseline. Knappel throws up a two-point shot. It goes up there and in. Goes up there and in, and I think we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout by Greg Mays. Hastings High has a 26-21 lead. 37 seconds remaining here in this second quarter of play. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout here on ESPN 1550 KICS and come back for the conclusion of our first half.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Well, it's been an exciting first half of play here as we welcome you back to Grand Island Senior High for the B5 District Championship. Under 30 seconds remaining, and Holdridge has the basketball. They are down by 5. Hastings High again leading 26-21. Jenna Gillespie, as it appears, Holdridge is going to be playing here for the last shot to try to grab some momentum before halftime. Jenna Gillespie holding the ball at half court. Tigers applying no pressure. Sitting in a man-to-man defense, 10 seconds now remaining. Here comes the play. Jenna Gillespie moving over to the left side. She's going to look inside for Gallardo. Gallardo throws up a three-pointer. It gets to go off the iron, and got 2 seconds. They're going to have to throw a quick three-pointer, but they're not going to get a shot off. Not going to get a shot off, and that's how we end the first half. A well-played first half for the number 2 seed Hastings High Tigers as they lead the Holdridge Dusters into the halftime break by the score of 26-21. Let's take a 2-minute timeout here on ESPN 1550 and come back and recap things as we've seen them so far in the first half of play. It's high school basketball on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Hey! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance.
If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones that builders choose most. Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS. And we have what should be a very exciting finish on our hands. We're at halftime here at Grand Island Senior High with the Hastings High girls basketball team leading the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 26-21. Again, we mentioned in our pregame show that it had been since 1998 since the Hastings High Tigers have been to the state tournament in Lincoln. And clearly, as you can see here by just the amount of people that have filed into Grand Island Senior High, they are ready to celebrate, and Hastings High has answered that with a very well-played first half. 26-21 is your score. Look at some of the leading scores here in this basketball game. For the Hastings High Tigers, it's Libby Knapple. She's in double digits with 10 points on the contest. Started off a little slow, but had 8 points there in that second quarter of play. And again, is the only Tiger in double figures at 26 points, but it's a very well-balanced attack that we've seen from Hastings High. Jamie Johnson has 5 points, including a big three-pointer that answered a three-pointer from Holdridge, that Holdridge then answered on a rather fun exchange at about the three-minute mark in the second quarter. Jamie Johnson's got 5 points on the contest, as does Anna Graylish, and Sophia Pankratz also having 2 points. Interesting that Sophia Pankratz held fairly well in check in this basketball game. She is the Tigers' leading scorer, averaging about 13 points a game, and only has 2 points here in this first half of play. We'll see if she heats up here in the second half. Bailey Richmond has 1 point on a free throw for the Hastings High Tigers. Elizabeth Franzen has 2, and Taylor Heinrichs has 4 points. All 4 of those points coming in the first quarter. For the Holdridge Dusters, they are led by Jenna Gillespie. Jenna Gillespie started off the evening really with the first 8 points as Holdridge was able to pull out to a 8-2 lead. Well, then Hastings High later answered, going on a very long run of their own, I believe a 13-0 run that Holdridge was finally able to ice there at about the midway point of the second quarter. But she has only has 2 points in the second quarter as the Hastings High Tigers have quickly adjusted to her offense. For also leading for the Holdridge Dusters in points, 9 points from Kimberly Gerardo. She has 9 points in the contest. She went 3 of 3 from the free throw line in the first quarter and then had 2 big three-pointers, as we mentioned, at Hastings High and Holdridge, having about a three-point exchange there at the midway point. Both of those three-pointers did come from Kimberly Gerardo from downtown. She has 9 points on the contest. Also in the scoring category for the Dusters, Harley Hale, who went 2 of 2 from the free throw line. But it's pretty much been for the Dusters, the Kimberly Gerardo and Jenna Gillespie score, as they have the majority of their points here in the contest, minus the 2 free throws that were connected on by Carly Hale. Again, 26-21 is your score. Let's get you another scoring update here. Brought to us by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. A scoring update for you. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team in the C2 district final that they're playing in up at Grand Island Central Catholic just across the way. Lead Centurions Centurions by the score of 32-24. Mike Will has the call on that basketball game. That's currently airing on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHES. Again, going on just across the way at Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Hawkettes lead 32-24. The Lady Tigers leading the Dusters by the score of 26-21. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Again, we are at halftime here. We'll get you all set up for the second half when we return with high school basketball on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ, all-wheel drive, blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Well, welcome back to high school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550. KICS. The Hastings High Tigers battling the Holdridge Dusters in the B5 District Championship as Hastings High tries to make their first state tournament appearance in 17 years. It didn't start out well for the Hastings High Tigers, who fell behind early in this contest by the score of 11-4. Then, well, that was about the 4:48 mark in the first quarter. It wasn't until about the 3-minute and 50-second mark until Holdridge got back on the scoreboard, and in that time, Hastings High had put up 15 points and had taken a 19-11 lead. It's been a back-and-forth game since that time, and Hastings High, again, has your 26-21 lead. And for the Hastings High Tigers, strategy here in this second half, as they try to close the books here on this district championship run, is getting Sophia Pankratz involved with the basketball game. She came into the game the leading scorer, averaging almost 13.5 points a game, and has been held fairly in check, but picking up the pace for the Tigers offensively has been Libby Knappel. Of course, Greg Mays said in the pregame show that he goes, whether she's got 10 assists or 10 points or 10 rebounds, she's always getting double figures somewhere, and she's contributed to her other teammates having some success here on the floor tonight. And again, contributing most of that success has been Libby Knappel, scoring in double figures here in the first half of play for the Lady Tigers. It'll be interesting to see how she gets going in the second half. For the Holdridge Dusters, well, offensively getting Jenna Gillespie back involved with the game. She was involved early, but has been since held in check. We'll see how she gets involved here as we get set for the second half of play. Again, 26-21 is your score as we get set for the second half of the B5 District Championship between the Hastings High Tigers and the Holdridge Dusters tonight. Going to be checking into the ball game here for the Hastings High Tigers. It looks like they've got their starting five out on the court. That is the starting five of Libby Knappel, Anna Graylish, Sophia Pankratz, Elizabeth Franzen, and Taylor Heinrichs. As Coach Blaze is taking all of his allotted 10 seconds to inspire his players here to get back onto the court here for the second half. Digging deep. This is the time. District championship times in the second half where all players dig deep. It's been a grind. The state tournament appearance on the line for both of these schools. Holdridge now going to be working from our left to our right. Or from our right to our left, excuse me. Dressed in their all whites with trimmed in the blue and gold. Hastings High in their all blacks with their orange and white trim. Holdridge now inbounds the basketball and immediately throws the ball away. Not a good offensive possession for Holdridge as they inbounds the basketball, tries for a cross-court pass to the corner three, and it's over her head, and so Hastings High gets the early offensive possession here to start the second half of play. That's Sophia Pankratz now with the basketball, moving it over to the corner. Inside now is going to be Elizabeth Franzen. She gets it back out to Sophia Pankratz. She drives the lane. Layup opportunity is going to go there and no good, but it's rebounded on the play by Libby Knappel, and Libby Knappel adds another 2 points to her scoring tonight. She now has 12 points on the contest. Hastings High with a 7-point lead. 7:23 to play here in this third quarter. 28-21 is your score. Jenna Gillespie now with the basketball for Holdridge. She gets it over to Kimberly Girardo. Girardo trying to drive inside. Kicks it out. 2-point shot up on the way. It's going to be no good. Last touched on the play by Hastings. And so Holdridge will retain the offensive possession. Holdridge retaining the offensive possession here underneath the basket. Down by 7. Here as we open up the second half of play. Jenna Gillespie going to be inbound in the basketball. Unable to find anybody and finally fires it over to avoid the 5-second call to Kalina Holt. Holt with the basketball goes back to Gillespie. Holdridge again trying to get some points off some picks, off some screens. And again, so far, Hastings High's defense doing a good job with those picks and screens. Staying with their man. With the basketball. Driving inside, driving the baseline is going to be Carly Hale. And her shot's going to go off the rim. No good. Rebound, Hastings High. Quickly back up the other way with it. A quick opportunity, quick shot opportunity by Libby Knappel. It's going to go up and over the rim. And now rebound, Holdridge. Quickly back up the other way with it. Inside, that's going to be J.C. Pfeiffer. Her layup opportunity is going to go up there and good. J.C. Pfeiffer has her first two points of the contest. And we're back out to a 5-point game, 28-23. Sophia Pankratz now with the basketball for the Tigers as she moves it over to Libby Knappel. Knappel back out to Pankratz. Pankratz sitting at about the half-court line, moving it over to Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs inside to Elizabeth Franzen, back out to Heinrichs. Looking for an open shot here. Now it's over to the far left corner with Libby Knappel. She gets it back over to Pankratz, back to Knappel. Now a swing pass out to Taylor Heinrichs for 3. Shot goes off the back iron. Going to be rebounded on the play by Libby Knappel. And Knappel gets another point off another offensive rebound. Libby Knappel having a very good game here for the Tigers as they are on top 30-23. Holdridge quickly back the other way with it. That's going to be Kimberly Girardo. She drives inside, cuts through the defense like butter. But her layup is going to go off the rim, rolls out. Rebound Hastings High. Nice moves to get to the basket, but the layup opportunity was no good. Sophia Pankratz now with the basketball. She drives inside, kicks it outside to Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs with the basketball, moves it over inside to Elizabeth Franzen. They get the ball back out to Pankratz at the three-point line. She's on the right-hand side of the court, holding the ball there, trying to work it inside to Elizabeth Franzen, and Elizabeth Franzen's going to have a layup that's going to go up there and in. Elizabeth Franzen with her 4th point on the night. Jenna Gillespie with a quick 2-point bucket back the other way. Her foot was just inside the 3-point line, and so it's good for 2, and we've got a timeout on the court. A timeout on the court with 4:52 to play here in the third quarter. It's Hastings High 32, Holdridge 25. We're back in 30 seconds on ESPN 1550 KICS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS. The championship in the B5 district between Hastings High and Holdridge. Hastings High with a 32-25 lead. They had a 5-point lead at halftime. They now lead by 7 midway through this third quarter of play. Sophia Pankratz with the basketball, dribbling outside, gets it over to Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs goes back out to Pankratz. Pankratz for a 3-point opportunity for Libby Knappel. Her shot's going to go long. It's going to be last touch by Holdridge, though. Last touch by J.C. Pfeiffer as she tries to grab the rebound, and it's going to go off her fingertips. Hastings High is going to retain possession here at the baseline. J.C. Pfeiffer unable to handle the rebound there. And here come the Tigers. Another offensive opportunity. here on this possession. Sophie Pankratz cuts through the lane, gets through the defenders, and gets a layup to go up and in. Sophia Pankratz has her fourth point of the ball game, and her first points of the first half. It's a 9-point lead for the Tigers. Kimberly Gerardo with the basketball, going to be driving inside, and we got a foul before the shot. Foul on the play before the shot, so it'll just be a ball underneath the baseline. That foul's going to go on to Taylor Hendricks, by the way, her second personal foul of the contest. First team foul of the second half. Holdridge with the basketball underneath the baseline. It's going to be Jenna Gillespie. Fires it up and over the defense to Kalina Holt. That goes now back out to Gillespie on the left-hand corner. She fires it inside to Paige Andrew Heskey, who checks into the ballgame for the Dusters. Back out to Gillespie for three. Rattles around the rim. Shot no good. Tigers got the rebound. We got a scramble for it. And they're going to come out with the basketball. That's Sophia Pankratz with the basketball. She tries to go for a long cross-court pass, but that pass is going to be intercepted by Gillespie. Gillespie throws up a shot. It's going to go no good. And another scrum for the basketball, and now we finally got a jump ball call. Good physical play underneath the glass from both teams. And a jump ball is called, and it's going to go possession arrow points the way of Hastings High. Some missed opportunities here for the Holdridge Dusters. A couple layup opportunities that don't fall. Hastings High with a 9-point lead. 3:46 remaining here in this third quarter of play. Sophia Pankratz now working against Jenna Gillespie. It's a one-on-one there. Holdridge coming out in a 2-3 zone again. Elizabeth Franzen with the basketball. Gets it back over to Sophia Pankratz as she cuts inside. And she's going to be fouled on the play. She goes hard to the floor. Fouled hard on the play. Who's going to get the whistle there for Holdridge? It was underneath the hoop. And that's going to go on Kalina Holt, her third personal foul. So Kalina Holt now in foul trouble here for the Dusters. Sophia Pankratz will shoot two. First free throw rolls around the rim and falls out. As the Tigers try to extend this lead to double digits. Again, they trailed at one point in this contest, 11-4, before going on a 15-0 run. Pankratz's second free throw attempt is going to go up there and good, and we have a 10-point lead, 35-25, with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to go. Kimberly Gillespie now with the basketball for Holdridge, goes back out to Gerardo. Gerardo goes back out to Gillespie. Gillespie now over to Holt. Back out to Gerardo, spin move inside on the right-hand side, throws up a shot, her shot's going to be partially deflected by Taylor Hendricks, and now we got a jump ball call. Nice job by Elizabeth Franzen to get in there and deflect that basketball away, and then to hold it up, and possession arrow retaining for Holdridge as they inbound the basketball. It's going to be Jenna Gillespie trying to work inside. She's going to get fouled on the play, and her shot's going to go up there and good. Jenna Gillespie does a good job with a shot fake and then throws up the two-point opportunity. It's going to be fouled on the play, and so she's going to have a three-point play. Foul on the play goes to Taylor Hendricks. That'll be her third personal foul, so she's now in foul trouble for the Tigers. As Jenna Gillespie heads to the line to shoot one more. Her free throw is going to go up there and good, slicing the lead to now a 7-point game at 35-228. Sophia Pankratz now with the basketball, working it over to Jamie Johnson. Jamie Johnson's here on the far left side. Johnson cross-court pass intended for Libby Knappel. Knappel at the baseline. Shot's going to go up there and going to go good. It's going to be another two-point field goal for Libby Knappel. 16 points now on the contest for her. Jenna Gillespie works back up the other way for Holdridge. Fires up a three off the front iron, off the backboard, and it falls. It falls. Now we have a 6-point game as Jenna Gillespie heating up again here for the Dusters. She's got 8 points here in this third quarter of play. 37-31 is your score. 2:23 remaining in the second quarter. Jamie Johnson now with the basketball here on the left-hand side, calling out the play. Gets it over to Libby Knappel. Knappel goes over to Sophia Pankratz inside. Sophia Pankratz just from inside the free throw line is going to throw up a little floater, and it's going to drop. Sophia Pankratz with 5 points in the third quarter. Here comes Jenna Gillespie back up the other way with it. She kicks it out to Holt. Holt drives the baseline, and Holt's shot's going to go up there and good. Kalina Holt putting up a two-point bucket for the Dusters. That's her first 2 points of the contest. Back and forth we go here in this third quarter of play. 39-33 your score. Hastings High has the lead. Libby Knappel over to Sophia Pankratz. Back to Knappel in the left corner. Nepple working a long cross-court pass to Jamie Johnson. Now we're on the right-hand corner of the court. Johnson holding it, 1:30 to play. Now we go kicking it out. Jamie Johnson for three. Shot's going to go off the iron. No good. Rebound on the play by Holdridge. Rebounded by Gillespie.
Get up,
oh. Gillespie throws up another three-pointer from the top of the arc. It's going to go up there. No good. Rebound on the play by Hastings High. They kick it out quickly and have numbers. Jamie Johnson driving the lane. Going up against Gillespie. Throwing up a shot. She goes hard to the floor, but no foul called. No foul called. And then working it inside is going to be Bailey Richmond, and she's going to get called for the foul, trying to get the ball loose. Jamie Johnson was working on Jenna Gillespie on a one-on-one opportunity to try to draw the foul on the layup. Went hard to the floor, but no foul called. And then as Bailey Richmond tries to steal the ball away, she gets called for a reach. That'll be Hastings High's third personal foul, or third team foul, excuse me, on the contest. Bailey Richmond's third. As Holdridge now has it here on the right-hand side. It's Jenna Gallardo with the basketball. She gets it over to Gillespie. Gillespie throws up a shot. It's going to go up there and no good. Rebound on the play by Pankratz. Pankratz then kicks it out to Libby Napple. Napple almost walks with it and quickly dishes it out to Sophie. Pankratz now with the basketball. 37 seconds remaining here. Hastings High. Looks like they're going to play for the last shot here. Pankratz works it inside. Gets it out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs now back out to Pankratz. Hastings High swinging the basketball around here, trying to find that open look. Probably going to start a play here in about with 10 seconds remaining as they try to get momentum here before the end of the third quarter. Pankratz falls to her feet on the play, picks up her dribble, stays with her dribble. Now 10 seconds to play. Out to Heinrichs, over to Pankratz. She's around the three-point line and dribbles off her foot. So after about 25 seconds, wasted possession there for Hastings High as Pankratz dribbles the ball off her foot, and now Holdridge has a possession with 5 seconds to play. Hastings High bringing the pressure here. So they're going to get this ball into Gillespie's hands, and she's going to have a chance to throw up a shot here with 3 seconds remaining. A buzzer-beater opportunity. Nobody pressuring her, but she loses her dribble, and she's not going to get a shot off. She loses her dribble, doesn't get a shot off. And so at the end of the third quarter of play, the Hastings High Tigers have a six-point lead. It's 39-33. We're back in 1 minute here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS, the B5 District Championship. Hastings High, one quarter away with a 39-33 lead, state tournament appearance on the line. Hastings High inbounding the basketball here now. Going to be probably taking as much time off this clock as possible. Taylor Heinrichs with the basketball. Works it inside. It's going to be Annie Graylish checking into the ball game now for the Tigers. Libby Napple with the ball on the right-hand side. Gets it back over to Graylish. Graylish holding the ball at the top of the key. Working inside. Gets it back out to Taylor Heinrichs for three. Three-point opportunity going to go off the rim. And going to be rebounded by Gillespie and the Dusters. Rebounded by Jenna Gillespie as the Dusters try to slice back into this lead. Trying to get back into the game. It's Kimberly Gelardo with the basketball. She gets it over to Kalina Holt. Holt goes back over to J.C. Pfeiffer. Now we're in the right-hand corner. That's Kimberly Gelardo with the basketball now. Jenna Gillespie at the top of the key. 7 minutes remaining here in this fourth quarter of play. Kalina Holt with the basketball for the Dusters. as she works the ball inside. Her pass is going to, or excuse me, her dribble is going to go off her foot, but I believe it was touched by Pankratz, and so Holdridge will retain possession. 6:59 remaining here in this fourth quarter of play. 1 minute expires off the clock with no scoring here in the fourth quarter. It's 39-33. Holdridge inbounding the basketball to Jenna Gillespie. Gillespie right at the top of the key, working inside on this Tiger defense. Fires up a shot. I believe the shot's going to be charged to clean a hold. His shot's going to go off the rim. It's going to be rebounded. We got a battle for the rebound. And what do we got? What do we have? Hastings High Tigers bench is applauding. I think we're going to get a personal foul on the rebound. Then that's exactly what happened. As they were battling for the rebound, Holdridge getting charged with the foul. Foul going to be charged to Kimberly Gerardo, her second personal foul of the contest. Only the second team foul here in the second half for the Dusters. It's been a good basketball game so far. 6 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. Hastings High with a 39-33 lead. Working inside now is Annie Graylish, and her shot's going to go up there and good. Annie Graylish gets her fourth point in the contest. Three-point shot opportunity thought of, but then pulled back there for the Dusters. Now it goes into the hands of Kalina Holt. We work it over to Carly Hale. Hale throws it over to Gerardo. Gerardo cans her third three-pointer of the ball game, and it's now 41-36. Gerardo's first points of the second half come by the way of the three-point shot. She has 3 three-pointers in the game. It's a five-point game with 5:50 remaining. Hastings High with the basketball now. Sophia Pankratz guarded closely. She kicks it out to Libby Knappel. Knappel's going to drive inside, working it inside. The free throws, or the layup is no good, but she gets her own rebound. Gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. Libby Knappel with 18 points on the contest. Her eighth point in the second half. 43-36. Hastings High with the lead. Jenna Gillespie now with the basketball for the Dusters. Just crossing the half-court line, trying to work it inside. Gillespie goes over to Gallardo. Gallardo back over to Gillespie. Gillespie right at the top of the key. Not tremendous pressure here from the Hastings High defense on this possession. Here comes the ball inside to Carly Hale. Hale's going to throw up a shot. It's going to be no good. And we got a defensive foul as it was rebounded on the play by Carly Hale. And then we got a defensive foul. Foul going to be charged to Elizabeth Franzen, her second personal foul of the contest. 5 minutes remaining. And Carly Hale will go to the line to shoot two. Her first free throw rattles around the rim and falls short. If we have an asterisk to put on this game and things that we look to at the end of the game to talk about, it's free throw shooting for Holdridge as they have had a tough time here from the line. The second free throw, no good by the Dusters. And we go back the other way with it for Hastings High as they get the rebound. Sophia Pankratz working with the basketball, gets it over to Libby Knappel. Knappel then goes over to Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen now holding the basketball right at the top of the key. Kicks it back over to Pankratz. 4:40 remaining here in this fourth quarter of play. There is not an empty seat. Well, there's a lot of empty seats because there's a lot of fans on their feet. Got a whistle on the play. I believe we're going to get an offensive foul away from the basketball, and that's going to be charged to Elizabeth Franzen. A call away from the basketball. I think we've got a moving screen on that call. Greg May's not happy with that call. 4:28 remaining in this fourth quarter of play. Hastings High trying for their first state tournament appearance since 1998. Jenna Gillespie now with the basketball for the Dusters. She makes a spin move inside out for a long three-pointer opportunity, and Gallardo cans it. Gallardo cans another long three-point opportunity. That's her fourth three-pointer of the contest, and that one was from just beyond above the half-court line. Unbelievable shooting display here as we've got a timeout on the floor. It's a four-point contest. The Hastings High Tigers lead it 43-39. We're back in 30 seconds here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feel like a president while relaxing on an Ashley reclining sofa, and you won't have to bust your budget when it's priced at only $5.99 during the Presidential Savings Event on now at Furniture Direct. Enjoy a great night's sleep on a firm plush top queen two-piece mattress set, now only $249. Up to 24-month special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on the ESPN 1550 KICS radio. Kimberly Giardo for Holdridge made one from beyond NBA range. She had just crossed the half court line, was about 21 feet away, and was all alone, decided to throw up a three, and it was nothing but net. If I had that kind of range, I would have extended my basketball career a little bit. 43-39 is your score, as Holdridge has made this a four-point game and even a little bit more tense for Hastings High. Hastings High working the ball back the other way. We have a foul on the call. That's going to be on Kalina Holt, I believe, and she's going to get called for a reach. Hastings High came into the third quarter with a 39-33 lead. And that lead has now been trimmed to a four-point lead at 43-39. High pass. Handled by Taylor Hendricks. Hendricks works the ball inside. Her shot's going to go up there, no good, but it's going to be rebounded by Elizabeth Franzen. Elizabeth Franzen throws up a shot, and it's going to be no good. Rebound on the play by Holdridge, and got a defensive foul on the play. A rebounding foul on Hastings High. That's going to go on Elizabeth Franzen. It's going to be her fourth personal foul of the contest. It's the sixth team foul for Hastings High. So one more foul, and the Holdridge Dusters are into the one-for-one bonus situation. Here comes Jenna Gillespie for the Dusters, who trail by four with 3 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Gillespie at the three-point line. Gets it back over to Kimberly Giardo. Giardo has 9 points here in the second half of play, as she's made four big three-pointers here in the game. Now controlling the basketball for Holdridge on the right-hand side is going to be Carly Hale. Hale gets it back over to Giardo. Giardo working the ball inside, stops, pops. Her shot's going to be blocked. It's blocked on the play. Blocked on the play by Annie Graylish, and she goes hard to the floor, and we got a foul called. Nice job by Annie Graylish. Nice defensive play there for the Tigers as they get the offensive possession back. Giardo made a nice move inside, but Graylish staying right with her. 3:15 to play. Holdridge now coming out into a press situation here as they try to force some turnovers here for the Tigers. That's one thing that Hastings High has done very well here. They've limited their turnovers here in this contest. Pratt has the basketball right about the free throw line. Gets it over to Taylor Hendricks, and we got a timeout called. Timeout called by Hastings High. They have a 43-39 lead with 3 minutes remaining here in this B5 district championship. We'll take another timeout here on ESPN 1550 KICS. We're right back here with more high school basketball when we return.
It's your last chance to cash in at the Truck Month event going on now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Huge selections of 1500, 2500 crews and quads must go now. Free 3-year maintenance with each new Ram sold. Come visit Great Plains today, North Highway 281 in Hastings, where the service is great and the prices are even better.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS. The crowd on their feet here at Grand Island Senior High as the Hastings High Tigers have a 43-39 lead with 3 minutes to play. Sophie Pankratz gets the inbounds pass, goes to the lane, is going to be fouled on the play, so she'll take two shots. Sophia Pankratz fouled on the play and going to get two shots here for Hastings High. Foul, charge two. Paige Andrew Heskey here for the Holdridge Dusters. It's her fourth personal foul, and Sophie Pankratz's first free throw is going to rattle around the rim, and it's going to be no good. Checking out of the ball game now for the Dusters is Andrew Heskey. Pankratz getting ready for her second free throw opportunity to try to extend this to a five-point lead, and does. 44-39. Sophia Pankratz has 8 points here in this second half of play. Holdridge quickly back up the other way with it. That's going to be Giardo. Giardo with the basketball, and she's going to get whistled for a travel on the play. A turnover by Holdridge with 2 minutes 45 seconds. Hastings High is going to get another offensive possession. The Tigers lead by 5, 2:45. Again, trying to go to their first state tournament appearance since 1998. Sophie Pankratz with the basketball. Moving it inside. kicking it back out. Hastings High again trying to work as much time off the clock as possible, but they got an open look there. They get an open look from Annie Graylish. She takes the shot and cans it. Graylish has got her fourth point of the fourth quarter, and Hastings High now has a 46-39 lead. And we're going to get a foul on the play, a foul away from the basketball. And the home crowd, Hastings High crowd, not a fan of that foul. That's going to be on Taylor Henricks for her fourth personal foul. So a couple Tigers in foul trouble. As Taylor Henricks gets her fourth personal foul, she has to check out of the ballgame. Holdridge now will take two shots here as they are in the bonus situation, a one-for-one opportunity. And Jenna Gillespie's first free throw is going to go up there and good. So Jenna Gillespie will take one more. She's got 19 points on the contest. Her second free throw sinks it. 46-41. We got a five-point ball game. Got a quick timeout there by the Holdridge Dusters. A timeout here on the floor. So coach has kind of exchanged words there about who wanted to take the timeout, and it ends up does getting charged to Holdridge. So we're going to take one with them here on ESPN Radio. The Hastings High Tigers lead 46-41, 2:21 to play. We're back after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
ESPN's, or Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, ESPN 1550, KICS in Hastings. The Hastings High Tigers have a 46-41 lead with 2 minutes and 16 seconds remaining. They lead the Holdridge Dusters here in the B5 District Championship as they attempt to make their first state championship appearance since 1998. Jamie Johnson has the basketball for Hastings as they play it in. It goes over to Sophia Pankratz. She holds the ball right there at the top of the key. Back over to Johnson, and now we got a foul on the play. Holdridge now in foul mode as the foul is going to be whistled on Jenna Gallardo. Giardo. Giardo's had a very good ball game here. 15 points for the Dusters, four of which have come by the way of the three-point shot, and she had a three-point play the old-fashioned way in the first quarter. Now inbounding the ball for the Tigers. It's Giardo's third personal foul, by the way. Inbounding the ball for the Tigers is going to be Sophia Pankratz, and she has the ball right at the top of the key. Going to cut inside, and it's going to be fouled on the play by Giardo again. That'll be Giardo's fourth personal foul. And she's trying to work on Sophia Pankratz. That'll be the seventh team foul, and will send Hastings High to the line for a one-and-one situation. Sophia Pankratz, free throws, crucial, with 1:51 to play. Her free throw up there, and it's good. Every point going to be crucial from this point forward, and Pankratz hits her first of two free throw opportunities. Pankratz now with 9 points in the ballgame. This one would put her in double figures if it's good, but it goes off the front iron. Rebound on the play by Libby Knappel, and her layup's going to go off the rim and out. Off the rim and out, rebounded by now by Holdridge. That's Jenna Gillespie with the basketball for the Dusters. She stops, moves it over to Holt. Holt's three-pointer is going to go off the front iron, no good. Rebound on the play by Pankratz, and she's going to be fouled and will head back to the line. What an exchange there with 1:37 remaining. The foul called on Gillespie going to be her second personal foul. A three-point opportunity for Holdridge that would have made it a one-possession game goes off the iron. And another big defensive rebound for Hastings High. You heard Coach May say it when we said keys to the game. He said, got to win the battle on the boards. Pankratz sinks her first. She's in double figures. 10 points on the game for Pankratz now as Hastings High leads it 48-41. Second free throw up there. Falls short. Holdridge with the rebound. 1:35 to play. It's 48-41 your score. There's Gillespie with the basketball. Moves it over to the far wing. Sciardo now with the basketball. She moves it over to Kalina Holt. Holt works it inside. Tries to find Gillespie. Gillespie working the baseline. Going to throw up a shot. Tries to make contact. No contact made. Going to be rebounded on the play by Holdridge. Sciardo has the basketball on the left-hand side. Moves it inside. Back out to Gillespie. Gillespie then fires it over to Klingenholt for a three-point opportunity. Off the front iron, off the backboard, and we've got a tie-up on the play. And a jump ball called. Possession arrow. Points in favor of Holdridge. They retain possession with 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining. Again, fans all on their feet here from Grand Island Senior High as Hastings High leading 48-41. Gillespie gets the ball to Guiardo. Guiardo's going to throw up a quick three-point opportunity, and it's going to go short. There's a battle for the rebound, but her foot's on the baseline, and so Hastings High will get the ball. The ball after a missed shot by Kimberly Guiardo goes short. 1 minute, 4 seconds remaining. Full court press in play by Holdridge. Pass goes out to Pankratz, and she's going to go through this press. Works it all the way down coast to coast. Contact made. Pankratz is going to go to the line for two. Pankratz works through the press coverage and gets to the hole and is going to get two shots. 48-41 is your score. A minute remaining. Pankratz has 10 points on the ball game. Many of which have come from the free throw line here in this fourth quarter. Pankratz 3 of 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter, trying to improve on that. First free throw attempt rattles around the rim, and it falls out. Hastings High with a 7-point lead with under a minute to play. Pankratz's second free throw opportunity is up there and good, and now we have an 8-point game. 49-41. Holdridge working quickly. There's Gillespie with the basketball. She gets it over to Kalina Holt. Holdridge has to think shots here, and they're going to think a long one from Guiardo from a different area code. It goes off the back iron, and another defensive rebound for Hastings High. Pankratz pulls it down. Going to be chased around here as Holdridge tries to foul her. She gets about 7 seconds off the clock and is finally fouled. Fouled on the play by Carly Hale. That'll be her third personal foul, and Pankratz heads back to the line as Hastings High will try to put the finishing touches here on this B5 District Championship. 49-41 is your score. Time winding down on the Dusters. What an exciting basketball game we've had so far here from Grand Island Senior High. Sophia Pankratz, free throw, up and good. She's got 5 points here in this fourth quarter play, all from the charity stripe. 5 of 7 shooting. Here's the eighth. Nothing but the net. And Hastings High now has a double-digit lead. It's a 10-point game, 51-41. Jenna Gillespie working quickly for Holdridge. Shot blocked. The shot is blocked by Hastings. Pankratz gets the block, gets the ball, and then gets fouled. And the fans come to their feet here for the Hastings High Tigers, who are now 35 seconds away from heading back to the state tournament for the first time in 17 years. What a ball game for Sophia Pankratz here in this fourth quarter. Mentioned it at halftime. She came into halftime with only 2 points in the first half. So she needs to have a big second half, and she has, as she hits another free throw. With 35 seconds remaining, it's now an 11-point ball game. Tense moments here for Tiger fans, despite an 11-point lead. The second free throw is going to go off the back iron, rebounded by Holdridge. Hale has the basketball. They're going to throw up a quick three-point opportunity. That's going to be Pfeiffer. It's going to go off the back iron. And it's going to be rebounded by Hastings High, but it's stolen away by Holdridge. Jenna Gillespie now has the basketball. She works it over to the left-hand side. Fires up a pass. It's going to go over to Pfeiffer. We got a foul on the play. Foul on the play. It's not a shooting foul. It's on the floor. And I think they're going to get Elizabeth Franzen. And I think that's going to be her... Is it her fourth? No, that will be her fifth. Her fifth personal foul on Elizabeth Franzen as she exits the ball game. With 4 points on the night, but several big defensive rebounds. She was a force on the glass as she gets a standing ovation from the fans and from her teammates. Checking into the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Bailey Richmond. As Holdridge is shooting two shots here. Or one for one, excuse me, opportunity. Free throw. Going to go off the back iron. Rebounded by Holdridge. Throws up a quick shot. Going to be rebounded on the play. Rebounded on the play by Bailey Richmond. And we've got a defensive foul. Fans now telling the Hastings High fans to avoid storming the court. Good luck. 10 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter of play. Hastings High is going to win the B5 District Championship, and they are headed back to the state tournament for the first time in 1998. Celebrate, Hastings. 52-41 is your final score. The Tigers are headed to the state tournament in Lincoln. Your final score again from the B5 District Championship at Grand Island Senior High. It's Hastings High, 52, Holdridge, 41. We'll be back after this to recap things here from Grand Island.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's lead systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has you covered for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Save 50% on all remaining men's and ladies' fall and winter clothing. So shop now for some terrific bargains. Those warmer days are ahead, so let Gary Michaels Clothiers dress you for those special occasions, such as weddings and graduations, with the most requested sale, the Early Bird Spring Promotion. Purchase any suit or sport coat at regular price and receive a free shirt and tie, a $100 value. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings or Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High tonight in what is a very, very long time coming for the Hastings High girls basketball team as they are cutting down the nets after a 52-41 win over the Holdridge Dusters tonight in the B5 District Championship. Unofficial numbers that we do have in for you. Libby Knappel with 18 points. She finishes in double figures, as does Sophia Pankratz. A big game for the Hastings High Tigers, finishing with 14 points. Taylor Hendricks had a big game as well, and I had her unofficially for 8 points in the contest. For the Holdridge Dusters, it was an effort that fell just short for two of their players who are going to end the night in double figures, as Kimberly Girardo ends up with 15 points. And Gillespie, who had a, Jenna Gillespie, who would finish with 20 points on the contest. Again, with a big first and big third quarter, but she was shut down in both the second and fourth quarters. And Hastings High with a definite advantage on the offensive and defensive rebounds. So Hastings High's season continues, and their march to Lincoln is complete. They are heading to the state championship, and again, or state tournament, excuse me, for the first time in almost 17 years, since 1998. And the fans are celebrating here at Grand Island Senior High. See if we don't have an opportunity to get a few words from the coach, Coach Greg Mays, on this performance. But in a 52-41 final score here from Grand Island, we'll take another two-minute timeout here on ESPN 1550 as the Hastings High fans continue to celebrate what was a well-earned victory, a well-played game. We'll come back with more right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Play ball!
fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones that builders choose most. Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High as the Nets continue to come down here for the Hastings High girls basketball team. A 52-41 victory, a district championship for the Lady Tigers as it was a well-played game throughout. Again, the big point about this game, as we mentioned it, it was a very slow start for the Tigers, who at one point in this contest trailed 11-4, and it looked like Holdridge was about ready to run away with this thing. And then the Tigers stormed back, going on a 15-0 run that expanded from the 4:48 mark in the first quarter to about 3 minutes and 50 seconds left before halftime, a 15-0 run that gave them a 19-11 lead. After that, we had back-and-forth basketball throughout in what was a very well-played second half. Again, scoring in the ballgame, 18 points unofficially for Libby Knappel, 17 points unofficially for Sophie Pankratz. Hastings High trailed at the end of the first quarter by the score of 11-9, but then led at halftime by 5, 26-21. They led by 6 at the end of the third quarter, 39-33, and again would close out this district championship by the score of 52-41. And the scene here from Hastings High is it's pitcher time here at the top of the ladder as they get their net cuts down. What a scene it is from Hastings High. District championship and a state tournament appearance for the Lady Tigers. The trophy now being presented to the players of the Hastings High Tigers. Well-played basketball game again by Libby Knappel offensively, but it was the battle on the glass that really won this game for the Hastings Tigers as they were able to, in the first half, on four different occasions, were shooting free throws. And on four different occasions, grabbed down the offensive rebound, and on three of those, cashed in for what was four-point swings. That's how they got that lead out to 19-11 and went on that 15-0 run. It was the battle on the boards, and that's exactly what Coach Mays had talked about during the pregame show. It'll be interesting to see when Coach Mays joins us on the Ampride Open House on Sports on 1230 KHS to hear his reaction again. We're just going to let them celebrate here after a well-deserved win on the 2014-2015 campaign. Hastings High now improves to a record of 13-11 on the season. Again, 52-41. Looking over this way, so I'm thinking he's going to be coming here shortly. Let's recap the run for Hastings High in this district tournament. They first beat Grand Island Northwest by the score of 42-24. And that set up this matchup with Holdridge. It was a Holdridge team that they had played back in December and had lost by 6-2. It was a loss by 6 after the Holdridge Dusters had went on very similar to what we had seen tonight. A very quick start to the game where they got an early lead, put Hastings High behind early. Hastings High was unable to climb back into that basketball game, but then did tonight climb back into this basketball game and ended up pulling away there in the second half. Again, en route to an 11-point victory, 52-41, the final score. We're going to take a two more minute timeout here on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll see if we can't flag down the coach to get him here for some thoughts on tonight's game as the Hastings High Tigers again head back to the state tournament. We're back in 2 minutes here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ, all-wheel drive, blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Well, as Hastings High continues to celebrate here tonight from Grand Island Senior High after a 52-41 victory over the Holdridge Dusters, again heading back to the state tournament for the first time since 1998. It is also important to note that the St. Cecilia girls will be heading back to the state tournament as the Hastings St. Cecilia girls picked up a 55-40 win over Centura over on 1230 KHES. We had that basketball game for you. So St. Cecilia, again, heading to the state tournament in Class C2. As far as our other broadcast plans are concerned throughout the rest of the week, we do have a couple more games that we've added to the rotation. But let's let you know what we've got for you on our Platte River Radio Network of stations for tomorrow as we head out to Hastings College to watch the Broncos get set for their semifinal matchup against the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia, this is women's play. Concordia ranked third in the nation, going to be taking on Hastings College again in the GPAC Conference Tournament semifinals. We did have plans for Nebraska baseball, but that has been postponed because of an earlier start. They had a time change, so we have an earlier start, so there will be no Nebraska baseball tomorrow, as again, it interfered with Husker or Hastings College basketball. We will have it for you tomorrow on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 1230. The first pitch set for 1:30. We have women's college basketball for you as well as the Nebraska Cornhuskers get set to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, again, in women's college basketball on 94.5. That'll just about wrap things up here. We would have loved to get Greg Mays on the post-game show, but again, a well-deserved celebration for the Hastings High Tiger basketball team as they pick up a 52-41 win. And if you're just joining us, we'll be heading back to the state tournament. It's the first appearance for the Hastings High girls basketball team in the state tournament in 17 years. It's been since 1998 as Greg Mays now working his way. Looks like he's going to be working his way towards this way. Hold just briefly here. Try to grab him. Made a motion. But it looks like, nope, now he's heading back over to TV row. So we're not going to be able to get him as he's going to be heading down and with the different media entities here. So, well, let's wrap things up here on ESPN 50. Greg Mays, if you want to hear some post-game comments, tune into the Ampride Open House on Sports tomorrow morning on 1230 KHS coming up at 10:06. Greg Mays will join us to talk a little bit about this victory for the Hastings High Tigers. Again, your final score from Grand Island Senior High, Hastings High 52, Holdridge 41. For my producer and engineer back at the ranch, Brad Beam, for my sports director, Mike Will, I'm Tyson Ivronik, congratulating the Hastings High Tigers on a state tournament appearance and wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings.